My first marriage fell apart even though I had loved. Love to me was always conditional, based on the requirements of those who received my love, and conditioned by whatever motivated them or me at the time. I understood the fullness of love now that I had experienced it with Jesus, and I desired it now, here on earth, with all my heart, not only in my life, but within me as I had felt it before. I reflected on unconditional love and the pure knowledge of love that I experienced in the spirit realm. I remembered that the light that radiated from Jesus was knowledge filled with love, while the dimmer light I had noticed in me was more of a desire for love than love itself. The longer I remained in His presence, however, the brighter my light glowed, absorbing some of His light, which He shared with me. Then just before my return, I noticed that my spirit also emanated an abundance of light, light that was so full to overflowing with love. It was His presence of love that I had absorbed, and it expanded me. I knew that as mortals we are to share light and love with others, blending with and expanding each other, a spiritual exchange of energy, not the selfish pursuit of physical love. Like attracts like. Just as fear is contagious, so is love. My desire to love and be loved was evident in my countenance. I did not know how to express such love after my return, but I knew that I had the desire to learn. Love would come to me because I was receptive, open, and tender, and that was all that was necessary. God knew my heart. His love for me found no barrier, and my love for Him would never end. I once heard that you find love when you give it away. That made sense to me because that was exactly what happened to me in my embrace with the Lord. He gave me love, and I returned it, not knowing that I had love to give. So I began to practice giving love, at first sending it out by thought to people whom I wanted to love, then actually expressing it to them. Soon the art of loving became one of my greatest strengths since my return. I didn't acquire the ability to love just from my own efforts. Rather, I opened myself up to its possibilities, and it began to come to me from others. Our love on earth is not as pure or fully developed as God.